Salih Mahmud Osman, Sie machen das seit 20 Jahren unbeirrt. Wenn wir den Konflikt lösen wollen, wenn wir die Völkergemeinschaft nicht nur bitten, nicht nur animieren, sondern auch drängen wollen, jetzt endlich tätig zu werden, müssen wir klar beschreiben können, was hat dazu geführt, denn die Ausreden, wir haben es ja noch gar nicht geklärt, wer ist überhaupt schuld und wer macht was, sind so wohlfeil und so leicht. Was können Sie uns dazu sagen?
Thank you. Good morning, everybody here. Yes, this is a question that is that needs some kind of elaboration. This current situation has not just erupted in 2002 or 2000. It has been there long ago. As you know, Sudan is a large country. It is the size of France or the state of California. And in Sudan, we have this multi-ethnicities in the south, north, west, and in. Then we have a fact that Darfur has only been affiliated to the rest of Sudan in 1917 when the British colonial system conquered the Darfur kingdom. Darfur itself has been an independent entity, political-wise. It has been a kingdom for itself for more than 700 years. Then, after the defeat, it has been affiliated to the rest of Sudan, but still, people of Darfur suffered a lot from the marginalization. There was no, at all, after independence, there was no care for Darfur. Just remain as it was, and people started complaining about their legitimate rights, political, social, and wealth-wise. Then we know even in Darfur we have this multi-ethnicities as well. And always we hear about the causes of the real, the causes behind the crisis. Some people say that it is a conflict over resources, natural resources. Some say that it is religious. Some say that it is ethnicity. I think all of these elements are there. All of these elements are there. But what is new is that now we had historically, for example, conflict over resources was basically between the sedentary population, that are the African ethnicities who are to some extent stable. They have villages, they have they are farmers by their yeah. And it is in the center of Darfur around Jabal Marra and Jabal Marra, which is relatively rich in terms of resources. Then we have the other party that is the nomads, the Arab, who are actually camel owners and cattle herders also, and they are not stable. They just used to go around the area. Historically, there were conflicts because these people always used to come, for example, and enter the area of the cultivation, and there were kind of conflicts. But it was just very minimum, and it was easily controlled because there were always norms and customs and tradition about it. But later on, when this government came to power, actually in 1989, this government came with an ideology that is religious and racial. They claim that Sudan is an Arab country. They have their own perception of religion. They are fanatics. So they believe that they can impose whatever they believe on the rest of the Sudan. So they sided with the Arab groups. The Arab manipulated this, that the government is with them. Then they have now the opportunity and they have the means and they are using the government institutions to resolve their conflict with the sedentary people. This is why how the government came in, siding with the Arab. Then The reaction was very simple. Young people from the African communities organized themselves to defend their communities, their villages. And at the first time, they called themselves like defenders of Darfur. And later on, it developed when the government involved itself and implicated itself, then it became a war against the government and its allies, Janjaweed. That is very simple, but it's also complicated because it's not just 10 years or. It has also something with the South, because all these people, the Arabs, militias, who are calling themselves Mujahideen, and they have been in the South fighting with the government there, and they were killing the Christians, saying that it is a religious war in the South. When the war in the South ended, they came to Darfur. And so on, they are now fighting side by side with the government.